Simon Shin Peivov, the initiative of Eruv, we're changing topic now. Having discussed all the halachas of Eruv Chatzeis, we're now moving up to Shittuv Mavos. Now, what is a Shittuv Mavos? Shittuv Mavos is the following. To get that clear, for many, many centuries, the way it worked was, we don't really have it so much anymore today. Well, we'll see if we do or we don't. The way it worked was there was a house located in a chotzer. So picture yourself in a house in a chotzer. So there's a house, a family, various residents living, and that is in an enclosed area called a chotzer. Normally, in a normal chotzer, there's going to be about four houses. So there's going to be four residents in one chotzer. Could be six, could be three, could be 12. So there's going to be various houses in one enclosed area, which is a chotzer. We have spoken extensively over the last couple of months about the halachas regards to this enclosed area called the chotzer. Can we carry from the house to the chotzer and vice versa? And we learned about the importance of an Eruv Chatzeiros, of making an Eruv Chatzeiros within that area. Right, now we always assumed wrongly, well, not wrongly, we just didn't speak about it. Well, what happens, what's beyond that chotzer? What's beyond that chotzer? So the way it works is that a chotzer itself leads to a mavui. Mavui is, we're talking about A roads. Well, I don't know if it's an A road. In Mavui is a, it's not an M. It's not a very important.
It's a B road.
Okay, let's call it a B road. So a chotzer, now this enclosed area called a chotzer, which has various batim in it. It's an enclosed area and that leads to opening. It's not straight, absolute shusarabim. It's not right to the M1, but it's to a Mavui. A Mavui meaning a, how should we translate a Mavui? A B road? Well, how should we call it? How should we call a mavui?
A lane?
Alleyway. An alleyway. So it doesn't have to be, it can either be open on one side, could be open on both sides, but whatever it is, it's a mavui, which is not a highly important and busy road. A mavui itself has got on both sides, has got various chatzeros. A chotzer leads to a mavui, and a mavui on the other side, opposite, is probably going to be another chotzer. And in fact, down the road, there's probably going to be another chotzer with various batim in it. So normally a conventional mavui, is going to have numerous chatzeros, with many more batim in the chatzeros, attached to the mavui. So again, imagine yourself a mavui, various chatzeros on that, attached to that, leading, so chatzeros leading to a mavui, and another chotzer leaving to the same mavui, another chotzer. Various, so the mavui is now. What happened? And this mavui, where is that going to lead to? To the proper general shusharabim, where there's potentially shishim riboy, 600,000 people going past. And that's the highly busy motorway, and that's the very extremely busy road. So, chotzer has got, just to repeat, to summarize, a chotzer has got various batim. That chotzer leads to a mavui. Various chatzeros to the mavui. The mavui itself leads to Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah has got every now and then, it's got another mavui leading to the Rosh Hashanah. And every mavui again has got various chatzeros under the sides. That makes sense. We don't really know that, do we? It's not really, we don't really have it, but I think we can still picture it. Now, what happens if a person wants to now, Bima'are various mavui. So we can do in this, there's no problem in being ma'arev a chotzer together with all the batim in it. That's perfectly fine. That's what we've discussed so far. What happens if this mavui and the one on the other side of the road, the other one across, and the other one a bit lower down, we want to be ma'arev this whole mavui with all the chatzeros in it. Six chatzeros in one mavui. Can you merge them? Can you be ma'arev them together, yes or no? Can you? Why not? The answer is yes, you can. It happens to be that it's not called Eruv Chatzeros, it's called Shittuv Mavos. That's what it is. So the only difference between Eruv Chatzeros and Shittuv Mavos is, Eruv Chatzeros is being ma'arev various houses in one chotzer, whereas Shittuv Mavos is to be meshatef, to be ma'arev, to join, to merge many chatzeros together to one mavoi. And hence we see Simon Shin Pei Vav, bottom of page 508. Also chom netalte min chatzeros lemavoi. It is also to carry from a chotzer to a mavoi. Ve'tiru al shittuf. The only way this is permitted is through a shittuf. What's a shittuf? What does shituf? What does shituf literally mean? Partnership, like shutfus. Yeah, it's a partnership. How does a partnership work? Shegoyvin pas oydavacha. You collect a bit of bread oydavacha. Maybe nemaychol another food item. Mikol chotza, the chotza from every single chotza. For noise the moisture be'echem in a chatzeis, you're placing one of the chatzeiros. And we look at it, keilu pasuach, kol ha-mavui lois. We look at the entire mavui being open to that chotza. So exactly the same concept, just not in a chotza way, but in a mavui way. Umipnei, she'enu elu l'shatev ha-chatzeiros, since this is only to be mashatev chatzeiros, to merge chatzeiros, you can also put it in the open air area of a chotza, or bevais, or even in a house, which is not dalet, which she'en bo dalet, which doesn't have a form for. So this is a bit of a difference, because we learned that when it comes to an Erev Chatzeros, where do you put the Erev Chatzeros? Where do we put the Erev Chatzeros? Where do we actually put the Erev Chatzeros? Correct. We do put it in a house, in a bais. Here we're learning the Shittuf is a bit different. That bread that is used and designated as a Shittuf Mavos does not need to be placed in a house. It can be placed in the chotza. It doesn't have to be in a house. It can actually be in an open area. You can also put it in a house which is less than 4 and 4. It does not need to be placed in a house. Rak only. Needs to be in looked after, in a guarded place. Therefore, don't leave it in an open in a mavui area. That's not. On an alley in a road which is fairly busy, don't leave it there because it's not mokam ha-mishtam, it's not a guarded place. Mishnah Berurah, if cotton base, second one from the bottom. V'tirah de shituf k'shem sheruv chatzeros ma'arev called poter chotziyachad. Just like the eruv chatzeros merges, joins all the houses of the chotza together. K'dalzim and reish samachvav. Kach so too shituf mavos. Shituf mavos meshaltev kol chatzer mavo yachad. It merges. It partners. No, you can't say partners. Yeah. Works. It partners all the courtyards of the Mavui together. Venasim Khotza Echot, it looks as it becomes one Chotza. Yeah? Merges. Okay, let's go for merges. He merges all the Chatzerois and he makes them into one. Rabbi said, this is the key. Now, I want to ask you, if we are talking about Edgeware Eruv, is that an Eruv or is that the Shittuf Mavos? What is it? What Rabbi Lieberman does, the Schiris that he does, is that Eruv Chatzerois? Or a Shittuf Mavos, strictly speaking. What is he merging? Is it houses or chatzeros?
Both.
That's right. Fine. Absolutely. You're 100% right. So, very good. You're 100% right. Spot on. So which one of the houses that he puts? What explain?
Some of them will be sort of the corner of Edgebury Lane and Harlan Drive, and some of it will be the pizza shop in Mill Hill.
Yeah, which one of the chatzeros that he puts in? Why is it potentially called a Shittuf Mavos? What aspect is a chatzeros and what aspect is a Shittuf Mavos? So Erev Chatzeros is simple because there's many houses.
Erev Chatzeros would relate to the private property.
Yeah.
And the Shittuf Mavos would probably relate to the common areas. That right?
That's right, yes. There is areas which are considered halachically a Mavoi. There are areas which are considered a Mavoi, which has got various. Imagine, for instance, there is a block of flats. You know, I'm thinking of the area, I don't know what it's called. You know where the tennis, you know, just before, when you come from
the drive, tennis courts on the drive.
Yeah. The area there, the parking area over there, just before the traffic light.
You mean where the block of flats on Broadfields?
Yeah, Broadfields.
Broadfields Heights, that block of flats.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Okay, that would be, I think, quite standard way of looking at the block of flats. You've got houses, and then the staircase is considered a chotza, and I think the area in front of that would probably consider mavui. I think to some extent would be considered mavui. Do you agree to that? I think so. So that if you want to include that, you need that el chatzeros will be for the houses, for the block of flats. If you want the area there, that's probably called mavui. You need the shittuf mavos for that. You could even argue that there's other areas also which are shittuf mavos. The mavui is the area which leads to the chotza. Yeah, so we need. That's right. So the halacha, good news is that if you do one, you can include the other. If you do shittuf mavos, that includes el chatzeros as well. That's the good news. You don't actually need to do two separate entities. You can actually do once two for the price of one. But you're quite right that we need to be aware. It needs an awareness that we actually do shittim. We actually need the shittim of those as well. Do you remember what food do we need for Erev Chatzeros? Correct. Yeah. So more do we what?
Bread.
That's right. Normally we go for bread. When it comes to Erev Chatzeros, we go for bread.
If bread goes moldy, it's invalid.
Matzahs. Yeah. If it goes moldy, it's invalid. Absolutely. Yeah. Or some people do every week. So if you do every week, you'll be all right. Yeah. But if you go for yearly, then you go for matzahs. Indeed, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel in the bottom explained, Shegoyvim Pasud Dovah Acher, when it comes to Shittim Mavos, you do not need to do Dafke bread, you can do Dovah Acher, you can also use different type of food, which is what? Shegoyvim Pasud Dovah Acher, or something else, after in Erev Chatzeros, that being in Dafke Pas, although with regards to Erev Chatzeros, we require specifically bread, Kedel Simen Shin Samach Vav, as we learned in Simen Shin Samach Vav, Shani Hasam, it's different over there. The Eruv Mishum Diru, when it comes to an Eruv, it's more stringent. It comes to the dwelling. Over there, when it comes to making an Eruv, you actually physically need bread. It's a lower level. And all you're doing, you're merging the Chatzeros. Therefore, any food is fine. Any food is fine. So we're going to learn later other examples and some exceptions. But on the whole, any food is fine for an Eruv, for a Shittim Mavos. Siv base. Yisraelim Shidorim B'Shloshim Mekoymois. Chalukim. That's an interesting one. What's the halacha of the following? Yisraelim Shidorim B'Shloshim Mekoymois. If there's Yidin living in various places, Chalukim. In different places. So say there's some Yidden living in Mowbray Road, other Yidden living in Franklin Gardens, other Yidden living in Broadfield Estate, various areas, and there is various mavos. So Yisrael Shidorim B'Shloshim Mekoymos, if you've got Yidden living in three different places, Chalukim V'Dalsos Kol Echad Mekoymos Ne'ulim B'Lailo, and the doors are locked by night, we're going to see some that's not essential. And the shamash takes a bit of flour from all of them, all the three places. You cannot do a shittim mavos. The point being, you cannot do a shittim mavos of three different mavos, which are in very different areas. One of it north, one in the south, one in the west, without any connecting area. You cannot do a shittuf mavos like that. She shittuf mavoi, because a shittuf mavoi tzorich shiyem munach bechotz shem mavoi needs to be placed in the chotz of the mavoi. Ve'elu shenivdolim zelizeh, and those which are separate and distant from one another. For choykim ein shittuf echad, it's not considered one shittuf, one merging unit. Ve'ein mavoen ke echad, and their mavoi is not considered like one. Ve'im evu b'mokim echad, and if they didn't evu in one place, hein acherim shel evu asu isem aleim, they were not asa. It's different units, nothing to do with one another. They don't have access there. The city is not considered one mavui. Although it's in one surrounded and enclosed area. What I mean to Lachlan Meister is as follows. If you've got a city, let's say Edgware, and you want to include and you want to include the mavos, various mavos. And one of them is very much in the north, one in the south, one in the west. And there's no connecting area. There's no connecting roads or streets or mavos. Nothing connecting them. Then that would be a problem. You cannot then make a shittuf mavos on that. There must be something connecting all of them, which is included in the shittuf mavos, otherwise it won't work. Yeah, you're saying it's poshut. Yeah, I hear. I hear what you're saying. Look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Zayin. If the three mavos are distant from one another, there's a separation between them. An area which you cannot carry. If there's a separating area, it's going to be impossible to make an Erev Chatzeros, Erev Shittim Mavos amongst it. You're right, it could be nice. Poshut. And finally, Siv Gimel for tonight. Kechol mishpatei b'chatzeres v'shiuroi, just like kechol mishpatei b'chatzeres v'shiuroi, just like equal, similar to the halachas, the laws of the erev chatzeres v'shiuroi, and its shurim and its measures. And the fact that a wife can make an eruv on your behalf. Do you remember that? Your wife can make an eruv on your behalf. That's good. And the fact you can make an eruv without your consent. If it's yeah. And the fact that a child, a minor, can also do an can also participate in eruv chatzeros. Okay. And one person can on behalf of everybody, and if there's a shutf, you don't need a specific elf. Kach, so too, dine shituf, these same halachas applies with regards to the shituf. So, on the whole, in principle, most halachas of elf chatzeros apply also, are the same than elf chatzeros. Shituf mevos, elf chatzeros are on the whole the same. The differences are, as you mentioned, the critical difference is what? There's two differences. What are the two differences in shituf mevos and elf chatzeros? Difference number one. That's the definition. You're right, but I'm talking about halachic differences. You're right, but I'm talking about halachic differences. Where you keep it, really important. Erev chatzeros is kept in a house, and shittim avos can be kept anywhere, which is guarded. Where do we keep the erev? Where do we keep the erev? Edgeway erev. Where is it kept? Right, in line with what? Just in case, it's an erev chatzeros. Yeah. It's in the house, so it's Erev Chatzeros. But really, a Shittim Vos doesn't really need that. And the other difference is food, any food. It doesn't have to be just bread. Very good, Chaim Yeshua. It could be any food. And let's just finish the Ramava. Afilu ha'yom shutev im shcheno b'schoiro lozeh b'yayim v'lezeh b'shemen osichim neshtatev v'ushi b'kli echot. So what Ramava adds over here, even if it's mishutev, if you're on mishutev im shcheno b'schoiro, even if you are shutef with your neighbor, with merchandise, loze b'yayim v'leze b'shemen, one of them in terms of wine, one of them in terms of oil, ain't tzrichin lishtat, if you do not need to make a specific shituf, for shuyeh b'kli echod, as long as it's one keli. This will be discussed a little bit later, Rabbi Yisai, and the next seif will qualify a little bit, what is included in the Erev Chatzeres and what not, so we'll talk about this a little bit more. Okay, so I'm pleased we covered tonight the essential yesoid of and shituf mavos, Rabbi Yisai. So again, shituf mavos is defined as merging various mavos together, merging various chatzeros together. That is the definition of a shituf mavos, similar to an erev chatzeros, just in a grander scale, in a larger scale. We learned the two differences which we just discussed now, and we learned that it needs to have a common domain. Rabbi Kagan said it's poshut. It's probably true. Otherwise, it wouldn't connect. And then we learned that the halachas are the same in terms of the ishtam harev is alav, that one can be for others, and all these things are similar, erev chatzeres and erev shittim avos, but there are exceptions which will be discussed tomorrow. Im yirtzeh Hashem, I wish you a very good evening.